You're listening to Cat Tales.
Hi, I'm Cat, and you're listening to an archive analogue edition of Cat Tales from 2004. Winner of both the Horizon Award for Best Newcomer and the Best Album Award for Sweet England at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards in 2004, Jim Murray is single-handedly turning folk music on its head. Taking traditional English songs, he reworks them electronically to create some of the most powerful contemporary recordings in the last 30 years. This is the one with Jim Murray.
Two folk if I did win Best Album. You know, because...
Hey, so thinking it's real.
Best Newcomer is one thing. Because that's... It's qualifying. He's very good for his age.
Yes.
Best Newcomer is like, it's very good for someone who's really good. Best Album is pretty easy. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. And were you pleased with the album?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good. And sometimes a lot of artists say to me, oh, well, I was pleased with the collective or whatever.
I was pleased with the fact that I stuck up for myself.
Right. In what respect?
I didn't, yeah, it's, I mean, it's all, that album's all my work, which makes it all better.
Yeah.
It's not, I produce myself, I engineer it myself, I play most of the instruments. So, I kind of had to, at that point in time, when I was making it, I had to do that because I felt like I had to do something that was my own idea, and if it failed, it was, I only had myself to blame.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it worked, then I could go, you know, I knew what I was doing, I knew it this all along. The bands I was in fell apart through being diplomatic. The second thing I've heard said about the police, Sting couldn't be democratic anymore.
Yeah.
He just felt he had such good ideas that he had to live or die by.
Absolutely.
And it didn't come to that much stuff, but I was, the bands I was in weren't getting anywhere, and I just thought, I could do this completely undiluted and see if I'm in the right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Test the water. And it worked. So, and I think it worked because I got kind of purity of ideas.
Right.
I guess.
So then you got that trust problem, because it is quite...
Stuck to my
principles. Yeah, it's right down to basics, isn't it, in some respects, in terms of, like, going back to tradition. But on the other hand, you've got this contemporary, and you've got, you know, so, you know, the electronic side of it. You're mixing...
Yeah.
I think it was like...
It was... I think that the whole idea of it... I made it because I made an EP before this one. I played the doctor before I had an EP out called I Am Jim Murray. It was six tracks.
Yeah.
And after I'd done that, the next step I thought was the idea of folk rock, like kind of folk rock or steel.
Yeah.
I just thought there's lots of folk, you know, there's loads of folk rock bands around, but there wasn't a single one I could go and see where the rock felt like rock to me. Because I was just the right age for Britpop.
Yeah.
And like before I was 13. Mm-hmm. So me and my friends were proper Britpop. It's just the right age. You know, when I was getting into music, Love vs. Oasis, Radiohead, and the Benz out. And it was, in retrospect, it was a really good time to be a kid playing the guitar, really just playing the guitar, because it inspired loads of people to form bands. But you know, I wasn't particularly inspired by the Birds because I'm a bit younger than that. And all the folk rock bands out there still sounded like my dad's album band records from 1986. They had progressed. So I just thought, well, I've got to have something to add to this.
Yeah.
I mean, without trying, there's got to be something I can bring to this. Because, I consider myself to be a rock fan who likes folk music on the side. Now, there's all these amazing songs that I've brought up with my own through osmosis, but a lot of the time I feel too kind of adrenaline up to listen to people playing acoustic guitars and playing happy nicely. I just felt like there was something I could add. So it was the idea of making it folk rock with the rock element being the best kind of rock being the best kind of folk for me.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to do any jolly songs, but it was all straight from the dark kind of stuff.
And it was I'm sad that you didn't do Gypsy, so I really am.
I'll do it tomorrow, and I'll do it.
Not here as well. Okay. Oh, no.
There's Gypsy's.
What's your favourite off your album?
I see what we've had a lot of gear breakdowns, and Gypsy's is the one that I do when I'm trying to fix the computer. Generally, if the computer breaks, I play Gypsy's, and well, they're
filling it.
So, yeah, there's too much fit in it for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it, really? So, where did all this folk influence come from? Have you mentioned Sigmas as a child?
Yeah, I've had a lot of bands every year of my life.
Yeah?
Just about. I think there's 1 year I haven't been.
Really?
Two, maybe.
No, I've not done for Sigmas, so I don't know.
My sister's birthday is the fourth of August. Even she's
been she's pleased.
It's the 4th of August, so it always falls in that week. But yeah, my birthday's 3 weeks later, so I went even if, when my mum was 8 months pregnant. what they do, kind of frog rock,
yeah,
art rock.
It is, isn't it?
And folk.
Yeah, right, I can see where that's come from now. So you never attempted to go down the pop route?
Yeah, I did that for a long time. Not so much pop, but playing in guitar bands. And
yeah.
It's kind of school things. Me and my best friend from school were in a band for lots of years that lost a kind of narrow misses with success. And he's now my guitar tech. He used to be the lead singer in the band when I was the drummer. I played drums in bands first.
Yeah.
And now I've joined the band, the singer, and he's just my guitar tech. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine then.
Yeah,
some friends around you, because it can be quite a cruel industry, can't it?
Yeah, it can. I want to take my mates with me.
Yeah. Does it worry you about the thought of the darker side of the industry and how cutthroat you can
be? No, because I've got used to it now. And you have to hold your own. I mean, much as it pains me to say, you just have to stick up yourself and have to be a little bit cutthroat yourself to cope. But the pop thing I did for a long time. I've been writing songs for a very long time with people and on my own. And the folk thing was a detour at the time, but I don't imagine leaving.
Can't get better slippers now.
Yes, but I mean, just stories wise, I just thought until I can write a song with as good a story as Small Paper and Autistic Disorder, any of the tracks I do, I'm just going to sing traditional stuff. When I write a song that's good enough as to go alongside them, I'll play it. And it still hasn't happened, really.
Right.
I mean, I played some new songs I'd written today. In my mind, there's that filler. It's still the balance that get me, and it's still the folk stuff that gets me excited.
That's a bit that touches you in person.
Yeah, it's the bit that gets me going.
So where do you want to go from here then? So have you got this, you know, platform in front of you, really, haven't you? Where do you see yourself?
I don't know, we'll see. I mean, you know, there's always the thing of, you know, I want to go and do what I'm doing. Yeah. I want to get better at doing what I'm doing. I want to get better at playing live, basically. I like playing live because it's very stressful.
It must really be. Do you get nervous before you go off?
No, I get nerves while I'm on.
Do you?
I think part of my problem is I don't get nervous enough. I don't put enough preparation in.
Yeah.
And then I hit the stage and then the fear hits. You know, it's kind of a, oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know the next verse because I've never bothered to learn it.
Yeah.
And I'm hurtling towards it very, very fast. What am I going to do? I mean, prediction, in a year's time, I want to do enough touring between now and next summer that I don't have to think about any more things.
Yeah.
You know, I've got enough stuff behind me to go, right, I'm going to take a year out, I'm going to play every day. You know, anybody that'll have me, I'm going to, if people like the Libertines now, you'll just play a gig anywhere.
Yeah.
You'll just play a gig anywhere. I quite like that idea of going, I want to get better at what I do, and the only way to do that is to have anybody that will have me. I just want to play.
Yeah.
I want to come to festivals next year with a bit more coping mechanism behind me. But also, you know, I want to make more music and sing more songs.
So you're looking for another album then?
Yeah, eventually. It's something I've started, but I don't want to force out.
Right.
You know, it's like a kind of icing bag. If there's loads of stuff inside your icing bag, and you try to squeeze it out and come in one go, you're just leaving this big kind of sliver.
Yeah.
And there's loads of stuff left on the inside. I want to get in there to, you know, I don't want to make another album until it's worth making. Because I have to do something that's worth doing.
Absolutely.
Well, it goes for everything. I don't want to do things that I don't believe in, and I'm not committed to 100%. So, you know, I want to be able to hit stage and know I'm going to make that night matter. That's what I want to do.
So do you think your next album will be more traditional stuff, or should it be, you know, Jim or Ray original?
The last one was about 80-20 split. Yeah. About 60-40 split. That's one. 60% traditional.
Yeah.
80% unwritten. But then again, the unwritten songs, I'd like to think, will become more traditional, become more timeless, become more artistic,
yeah.
more Yeah, I want to be a bit, I want to be better. I want to be a better singer and a better guitarist and a better writer and a better personal brand. You know, that's what I'm going to do next year.
Brilliant. Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Cattails.
To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.